welcome back to another episode of Tips and Tricks Podcast with your fave life coach, Danielle Shelton. How y'all doing? Look, guys, this is my favorite time of year. When I say I love this time of year, for me, it's so positive and uplift. And let me just say, New Year's is my favorite holiday. Like, the countdown of leaving old things behind, going into a new, has always just done it for me, because we sit sometimes in our mistakes and we sit and we kind of marinate in our trauma. And sometimes when you get that countdown and you get a chance to just start over, it's everything. And that start over just means so much. I shared this with a young lady that I work with. And she was like, "Why do you like New Year's? Why do you like this time of year?" And I was like, "Because this time of year is filled with so much hope. It's filled with so much hope. Like, this is the time of year where people are like, you know what? I'm going to start that business. I'm going to write that book. I'm going to lose this weight. I'm going to get a gym membership. I'm going to change my diet. I'm going to talk to my family. I'm going to reconnect with someone that I disconnected with. I'm going to fix that relationship." Like, people go in to the next year with so much hope and so much gratitude for the previous year, especially if you have had a year of losses. If that previous year was hard and you have just had a year of losses and failures and tough breaks, then you get to go into this new year and it's almost like a chance to breathe and start again. So I really want to talk with y'all about perspective, right? Because that's what matters at the end of the day. Because for some people, like my coworker, she was like, "I don't like this time of year because it reminds me of everything I did not do." And I was like, "Yeah, but what about everything you did?" And she was like, "But I didn't do this and I didn't do that and I didn't do this." And I was like, "Yeah, but what are the things that you did do? Like, what are the things that you did accomplish? Because those things matter." And let's just all be real with ourselves. People have left. People have left this earth. So if you woke up the next day, that is a freaking accomplishment. I want us to stop undercounting what it means to simply be granted another day, because everybody doesn't get another day. So if you woke up and you were granted another day, regardless of your situation, man, that is a blessing. And then we forget things like, you woke up another day, and if you woke up and there is a roof over your head, it doesn't matter the size of the roof. If there is a roof, look at that whole other blessing. And if under that roof, you have some sort of central AC or central heat, there's another blessing. Or let's say you don't have central AC and central heat, but you got people around you that you love, a whole nother blessing. And they woke up too, a whole other blessing. And if you can get out of the bed, that's a blessing. Like, we really we got to detox, guys. There is a awful, awful thing happening in social media and in people's lives that makes them feel like, if you didn't accomplish this, then your life wasn't worth it. If you didn't accomplish that, then you didn't make the most of your time. And the truth really is, we're all just trying to get through life. So I really came on here today just to encourage people to not count yourself out. You didn't do this thing, so what? You didn't write that book, so what? You didn't start that business this year, so what? You get a whole nother opportunity. You get a whole other, and guess what you have working for you? All of the lessons from the previous year. Okay, I didn't start that business because I learned this and I learned this and I learned this. Okay, I didn't do that because I learned this, I learned that, and I learned this. So now you have all of these lessons from this year to help you out in navigating next year. But okay, I'm sorry. Sometimes I get like correction. So correction that just fell in my spirit. When you are navigating your way, it is so important to pray. It is so important to allow God to lead you. It is so important to connect with your purpose and to ask God, why am I here? What am I doing? I have these gifts. I have these talents. Lord, what is it that you want me to do with these gifts and these talents? It's important to get into that word. It's important to connect with God. It's important to build that relationship with God and to be serious about where you are going in your life. Because I have to tell you, if you refuse to pick a direction, if you do not have a direction, then guess what happens? Now you allow the world, now you allow the enemy to pick a direction for you. Now you allow social media to tell you what you should be doing. Now you allow influencers to tell you what your future should be. And that should never be the case. Connect with God. God, what is it that you want me to do? Help me to navigate the journey this year. If you start your days every day saying, all right, God, help me to navigate this journey. Help me. Because sometimes we're navigating journeys that aren't even for us. Sometimes we're lending gifts and we're using gifts and the gifts aren't even for us. Like, we're doing all this stuff and we're exhausting ourselves and we're like, I don't understand why it's not working out. You know why? Because that's not what you were supposed to be doing anyway. You didn't consult. And now you're exhausted. And you're like, I don't understand, Lord. You know why? You didn't consult with God when you did that. You didn't consult with God when you started dating that man. And now you're 5 years vested and it's going nowhere and you're upset. You didn't consult with God about that. You didn't consult when you jumped into that business plan. You didn't pray and say, Lord, lead, guide, and protect this decision. You just jumped into a business plan and decided that that was what you were going to do. And now you're burnt out and you're trying to figure out how to save a business that God never told you to get anywhere. Like, we have to take a step back sometimes and say, all right, Lord, reroute me. Reroute me. At this point, a lot of us drive with maps, with Waze, with Google Maps. And sometimes when you're not traveling down the right road, what does the map do? It says rerouting. But it routes you to your destination. No matter how many wrong turns you take, it'll reroute you to your destination. Now, when it reroutes you, you might be 5 minutes out. It might add on another 10 minutes. It might add on another 20 minutes. If you're really off track, it'll add on another 30 minutes. But it will reroute you with the end destination in mind. So when we are consulting with God and asking God to help us navigate our way, we got to be careful not to get distracted because God knows how to reroute us, but now we've added on time. So now that thing that you thought you were going to accomplish in a year is taking you 2 years or 3 years because you had to be rerouted. So it's important to make that connection with God and to ask God, why am I here and what is it that I'm supposed to do with these gifts? Because when you do that, things will start to fall into place and things will start to make sense. And then you'll be like, oh, that's why. Okay, I get it. I get it, Lord. All right, I got it. And you gotta move swift because when God says move, you gotta move, you gotta go. When He says right now, you gotta do it right now, right in that second. And that is what I love about the new year. It's a whole new motivation. It's a whole new way of thinking. It's a whole new way of grasping opportunities that may have been missed on a reroute. So maybe last year was your rerouting season, and this year you're like, I'm on the right path. I have a good set navigation. It's important, guys. We have to change our perspective about how we navigate our lives and how we look at time. I want to give you guys some homework, as I always do. Just take a moment to really, really reflect on the things that you have accomplished. I want you to get a sheet of paper, and I want you to write down or put it in your computer, because you know I know some of you guys don't even write anymore. But put it in there and start a list. Let's start with 20 things. 20 things that you have accomplished this year. That have accomplished this year. And let me be clear about accomplishments. Woke up. That is a freaking accomplishment. Maintained my health. That is an accomplishment. Went to my doctor's appointments. That is an accomplishment. Made a dental appointment. That's an accomplishment. Okay, so we don't have to try to shoot. I'm not talking about, you know, all this other crazy stuff. I'm basically just talking about simple things that can be very easily taken for granted, but that are accomplishments. And I want you guys to really get into the habit of realizing that you are freaking awesome and you are doing the very best you can. And if you're not doing the best you can, you have a whole other opportunity to push yourself and to say, all right, I'm gonna get in the game, all right? Be proud of yourself. Be proud of your accomplishments. Be proud of who you are, because who you are is important. All right, y'all. This has been another episode of Tips and Tricks Podcast with your favorite life coach, Danielle Shelton. See you guys later.